The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
I could not dissuade Sam in the hinterlands from listening to you. I explained to her that you're vile, that you're incredibly dull. Or at least your show, I should say. Not you. You are a charming human being. I've danced with you in my living room and enjoyed every little step. However, your show is painful, even at double speed. And I could not dissuade her. And so therefore, you know, you can only warn a person so much. You can only protect a person so much. And then that child has to put their hand on the hot burner. And that's what I've allowed Sam to do, is to put her hand on your hot burner.
Ew.
Yes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Vile. Incredibly dull. Painful.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2629 of the BFO for Thursday, the 22th of February, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all are going to do some nattering, got more so-so questions, and can you hear that? Can you ask me, buddy? We hear it. Hello, powdered wiggers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your George Burthington wash day is going well. Y'all, can you believe it? It's the 22th of February. You know, y'all, back when Big Fatty was a young child. Big Fatty, how do you remember that back then? Well, I don't really remember when it changed. I'm sure somebody can look it up on the www. But y'all, we used to celebrate both Abraham Lincoln and George Burthington's wash day separately. But now they've been combined into one of those Monday holidays. It's probably been like that for 30 years, Big Fatty, or more. But I remember when it was two separate holidays. Yes, Big Fatty, I don't know how, but I don't know how either. But anyway, y'all, that's why you're powdered wiggers today. Because, you know, not only did George Burthington's wash day signal the white sales, you know, the linens and the towels and the sheets and all. Yes, because that's revolutionary times when everybody would go get new towels. It's true. And y'all, the old I cannot tell a lie, and chopping down the cherry tree and the wooden teeth. Big Fatty, it sounds like a hell of a weekend out in Walnut Hills. It does. See y'all today, the 22th of February. Big Fatty, you've already told us it's George Burthington's wash day. No, it's somebody else's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Oh, Big Fatty, lovely. Y'all, he used to be on that little show called The Occasional Fag, and y'all, I think The Occasional Fag, if I remember correctly, back in the early days of Pride 48, The Occasional Fag participated as a little show. Maybe they'll revive it for a special episode down in New Orleans. Big Fatty, it'd be lovely. But y'all, today's is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of that David B. Oh, Big Fatty, we love David B. And y'all, David B. Loves the he's like the haunt cub. He loves the roller coasters. Yes, Big Fatty. He's also quite an accomplished photographer. most years he'll send me a crema card with a picture on it, with a picture of something he's taken a picture of. Big Fatty, that's lovely. So, y'all, if you see David B. on the 20 or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I think, since it's George Birthington's wash day, he gets his choice of cherry pie or a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty. As I do on hump day, went to the Von's East during my lunch hour. Y'all picked up a few things. Y'all, they had the bag solids on sale again this week. Buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of those. The Caesar solid. Y'all, they had the little bitty cans of the buttermilk biscuits. You know, the little five biscuit cans. 10 for $10, so I got three of those. Y'all, I got another package of those French fried onions, the Von's East brand, for my solids. Y'all, they had shredded cheese, buy one, get one free. And y'all, I had, with all the sausage balls and all I made, I was out of sharp cheddar cheese. Y'all, they had Brussels sprouts on sale, so I got some Brussels sprouts and an onion so I can make those up. Y'all, they had the good English muffins, buy one, get one free this week. Picked up a couple of those. Y'all got a half dozen of large eggs. Y'all, they had that Halo Top ice cream, buy one, get one free. You know, that DJ Starsage is always talking about that on his little show. So, y'all, I've never tried it. So I said, well, yes, I will try it. Y'all, they had the good coffee, buy one, get one free. They had the frozen banquet sausages, buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the chicken tender submarine sandwich was on sale. Got that for my lunch. And y'all, they had something new that I decided to try. It's the Von's East Cracker Pot dinners. And y'all, they had one. It was the chicken and dumplings. And y'all, it is kind of expensive. It's like $15. It was on sale, though. Y'all, so I said, well, you know, I think I'm just going to try it. Because, you know, Big Fatty loves the chicken and dumplings, but it has like the celery and the carrots and the onions and the chicken and the dumplings and the juice and everything. So, y'all, I'm going to try that, I think, over the weekend. Y'all, I spent $54.86, but I saved $36.56. Yes, Big Fatty, and we get to have chicken and dumplings. Yes!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
G'day, Big Fatty. Happy VD Day. That's right, it's the 14th of February 2018. Or is it February the 14th, 2018? Well, you decide. Oh, listen, I've got a question. I don't really think this is so-so. I think this is important.
It's February so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
So Joey Buhecker said that you can have up to 4 people in the hotel rooms for Pride 48 in the lovely Holiday Inn. So is that like giant rooms with 4 double beds? It just seems huge. So is that what he means, or does he mean 4 people all shacking up together and bonking?
Yeah, so y'all, that of course is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice coming to us from the future. And Big Fatty, you're behind on call. I really am behind on calls. First of all, Scotty, absolutely a so-so question. This is, you know, since you live in Mexico, four people in a room, there's usually 2 to a bed. You wouldn't have 4 beds in a room. It'd be 2 to a bed. That's not optimal. You know, Big Fatty, yes, you're right, it's not optimal. If you're sharing a room with one other person, you know, that's not so bad. You have a full queen-size bed to yourself, and, you know, if you happen to, as you would say, find yourself a black fella, come back and Big Fatty, he has got a boyfriend now. Oh, that's right. Never mind. Which makes basically this makes this question even more so. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi. It's me. So I was just thinking after listening to today's little show that if we can have unofficial titles. I mean, I know I'm already officially the number one Northeast Street boyfriend, but if we can have unofficial titles, like the number 4 fan of the BFO, I think I should be like keeper of receipts or like keep seater or receiver. I don't know. Think about it. But I was also calling for my so-so question. I wanted to enter you. I mean, the contest. So my so-so question, it's very so-so, like completely meaningless, 100% so-so. But my question was, what do you think the name of my child should be? That's right. Mrs. Number One Northeast Straight Boyfriend is pregnant. Okay, bye. Love you.
Daddy! Big Fatty, no, what would you be? Just a dirty old man? Yeah, Big Fatty, oh, Big Fatty! Y'all, that is my number one Northeast Straight boyfriend. Big, by the way, Big Fatty, did he say he wanted to enter you? Big Fatty, well, if Mrs. Northeast Straight Boyfriend is preggers, he may be one. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. First of all, y'all, that's Dan, my Northeast number one straight boyfriend. And Dan, first of all, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, you know, I'd given him a hard time about Big Fatty, about entering you. No, all my Northeast, all my straight boyfriends just kind of blew me off on VD. But he says, well, I did call you the day before. And y'all, I'm just getting around to it now. And y'all, I had no idea. This is fantastic. First of all, Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And you know, you have an official title. You are pretty good about tallying up my coupons and also maybe you can be my tallywhacker. Beep! Fatty, that is vulgar. Y'all, I had suggested that Dan and second fiddle Sean come down to New Orleans for the Pride 48, and he says, well, I'm not going to be able to, and you'll understand why when you hear my voice letter, and y'all, I absolutely understand why. Now, Dan, just out of curiosity, do we know who the father is? Bee! Fatty! But a so-so question. Couldn't think anything. It's so obvious. I can't even believe asking this. Yes, Big Fatty. Clearly, it should be Poodle. Perhaps. Dan, in fact, it is so-so, I am not going to even dignify this question with an answer, and we'll just see if you make the right decision on that. And Fanny, what are you trying to say? I don't know, but let's just put it this way. Maybe you can give a wink to Big Fatty when you with the name maybe the first initials the first name and middle initial can be BF.
B Fatty. Mrs. Northeast Straight Boyfriend will absolutely. She's already said you can have him, and now I understand why. But I'm sure she would. I'm sure she'd be thrilled with that. Yes, Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, and at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old gal talking about Sam in the hinterlands, and y'all, Sam sends me a little e-letter every day, and I just want to go over the one about Tuesday. She says, "Dear Mr. Fatty, I find myself at least passingly envious of your southern location in the fine city of Charleston. At the conclusion of some early morning business in the next town over, I took myself to the local installment of a chain eatery specifically because I knew they offered biscuits as accompaniment for the breakfast entree. Imagine my surprise when the entity kept company, keeping company on my plate with an omelet turned out to be far more suited for playing stickball than for consumption. It is indeed a sad state of affairs when Colonel Sanders' poultry outlet provides the best local biscuit. However, an anecdote does allow me the opportunity to share that biscuit-loving Yankee was the nom de guerre under which I was employed with the hospitality industry in the late 80s. Big Fatty, you mean that was Sam in the hinterlands stripper name? That's exactly right. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, Sam in the Hinterlands one day this week said that she made some banana bread. I said, oh, that sounds lovely. And so she sent me the recipe, and I said, well, rather than me make it, why don't you just make me some? Oh, and by the way, you know, the old gal hates bananas, so why don't you send her two loaves of it? Beep, Fanny. Y'all, she cackled. She cackled out loud, she said. Y'all, speaking of the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard her. Over there, you know, she did a rerun this week, and Vera, how would you describe your bleed, as you call it, you played this week?
Vile, incredibly dull, painful.
Oh, well, okay, can't argue with any of that. Thank you for calling.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.